of the night, when the armies of emotion go out to fight, but while the earth sinks to its grave, you say to the sky,
said you were the coach.
Bert Cotton.
Tony Hamilton. But everybody just calls me Big Tony.
Hey, Big Mike, check it out. Not even locked.
White people are crazy.
I promised my Ma Boo on her deathbed, I'd get my son, Stephen, out of public school and into a church school.
I appreciate that, Tony, but I'm not involved with admissions.
I just figured maybe I can come talk to you, seeing as though you might need some players.
What kind of sport is he playing?
Anything with a ball. Boy's good, too.
That's the starting week. It'd have to be for next semester.
I know what you're thinking, Coach. But look here, I got money, all right? See, I'm a mechanic at Wilson's over to the other side of town. Well, look, what if somebody drops out or moves? Could they get in then?
They. You only mentioned one son.
That's right. Stephen. But there's another boy.
Another boy?
Yeah. Big Mike. Sleeps on my couch from time to time. It's a bad deal. You know, his mom's on that crack pipe. He ain't got nobody else. Just wanted to come along for the ride.
They're here?
Yeah. And the little one? That's Steven. And the big one.
Big Mike.
Hamilton's paperwork looks acceptable to me, and I believe he'll do fine. But this other kid...
Big Mike.
Michael Orr gives us no reason to believe that, based on his records, that he would be successful here.
Well, how bad could it be?
We're not exactly sure how old he is due to his lack of records. He has a measured IQ of 80, which is 6th percentile. His grade point average begins with 0.6.
Everyone passed him along. They gave him D's so they could hand their problem off to the next school.
It's a brave kid. For wanting to come here. For wanting a quality education. An education denied him by the poor quality of schools he's attended. I tell you, most kids with his background wouldn't come within 200 miles of this place.
Coach Cotton, we understand your interest in this young man's athletic abilities.
Well, he wouldn't be able to play sports until he got his grades up anyway.
Forget sports. Look at the wall. Christian, we either take that seriously or we paint over it. You don't admit Michael Orr because of sports. You admit him because it's the right thing to do.
Class, this is Mike Orr, and he's new here.